Religicide Increases Against Christians in Iraq. A children's outreach gives peace on earth to kids at Christmas, and a ministry helps developmentally disabled achieve independence. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A series of bomb and mortar attacks are targeting Christians in Iraq. The attacks focused on six districts with strong Christian majorities. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says five people were killed. Mueller says the situation's desperate. Iraq had over 1 million Christians before the Iraq War. Now it's one-tenth of that. He wants you to do something about it.
This is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church weekend coming up. We need to be on our knees, even now, for our brothers and sisters there in Baghdad. And we need to be using our voice in Washington, D.C. To exercise as much pressure as we can on the Iraqi government to protect the Christians there.
Mueller's hoping that pressure will help. If not,
this would be a massive humanitarian tragedy if this ancient Christian community there for two millennia, predating Islam by hundreds of years, would be extinguished in our time.
Get IDOP information at our website. Elsewhere, Haiti's worst-case scenario has been realized. Cholera is showing up in the capital city, Port-au-Prince. Haiti's health ministry declared it a threat to the entire nation of 10 million people. Global Aid Network's Scott Hendricks says they have to provide hygiene training because
when the people hear about cholera in their village, they leave to another village where they have family or other friends, which is spreading the cholera outbreak.
They're also providing access to clean water.
And those water purifiers will clean out about 400 gallons per day of water, so we can give it to a family that can help about five other families.
They're partnering with churches because they can continue to help after the teams leave.
We don't just provide the clean water or provide the hygiene training. We'll go back in and show the Jesus film. We'll give them Bibles, give them tools so that they can touch them in a physical way and then touch them in a spiritual way by sharing the gospel.
There are three ways you can respond: pray, give, or go. You're listening to Mission Network News. Diwali means fiery bunch in Sanskrit, an apt name for the Festival of Lights just celebrated throughout India, symbolizing the victory of good over evil. Evangelist Sammy Tippett marked it by proclaiming the gospel in Punjab. By the end of the week, thousands had come to Christ. The revival also ignited pastors into a fiery bunch of purpose, sharing the true victory of Christ over spiritual darkness. Keep praying that these new Christians would stay true to the Word of God. Meanwhile, peace on earth and goodwill toward men is what all children deserve. Unfortunately, that's not the case for countless kids. For boys and girls that Buckner International serves, a gift catalog can help make it a little more peaceful. By buying a pair of shoes, a new coat, and providing God's Word, lives can be changed forever. Buckner's 2010 Christmas gift catalog can help you make a difference for one child or an entire family. We'll connect you at our website. And the dilemma facing all parents is how to help their kids transition from childhood into adulthood. Intellectual disabilities make that more challenging. Shepherd's Ministry's Dan DiDonato says their three-year college is a unique program in the field. Growth has been explosive. They dedicated two new dorms on Tuesday.
The new facilities that we built were designed specifically to provide training for independent living for these students.
Most importantly, the school provides the framework for students to continue their spiritual walk. As parents catch the vision for the program, they're sometimes dismayed by the cost of private college education. Help is on the way.
We had just completed our accreditation review for accreditation candidacy. We expect that that's going to be received in the beginning of February. So those students coming into our next class in July 2011 will be able to apply for grants and loans.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of Mission, Danger, and Miracles, Brother Andrew's God Smuggler. It'll not only entertain, but also encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.